Chapter 9. It's very late at night, and Katie can't sleep. The floor is hard and cold, and Katie wants her warm bed. Suddenly, somebody puts his hand on her shoulder. It's dark, so she can't see the person.
Who's there?
Don't be frightened. It's me, Amiris.
Oh, it's you. Is it time to go?
Says Katie.
Everybody in the palace is sleeping. Now is a good time to take the sacred manuscript,
says Amiris.
Are you sure?
Says Katie.
Yes, I am. Follow me,
says Amiris. Katie gets up and follows Amiris. It's dark, and the other slaves are sleeping on the floor, so she walks quietly. They go up some stairs and along a corridor to the other end of the palace. Amiris points to a closed door.
That's the wise sage's workroom. The sacred manuscript is in that room,
says Amiris.
We have to go in quietly so that the golden bird doesn't hear us and wake up.
Katie opens the door quietly and they go into the room. The golden bird is sitting on the table next to the box with the sacred manuscript. The golden bird isn't sleeping. He's looking out of the window at the moon.
I don't like working in the palace. The wise sage is cruel and he doesn't give me enough food. I want to be free and fly with all the other birds.
Suddenly, the golden bird turns his head and sees Katie and Amiris. He opens his mouth and starts to shout. But Amiris looks into the bird's eyes. Katie looks at Amiris. Amiris's eyes are very strange.
I'm tired,
thinks the golden bird.
I want to go to sleep.
The golden bird's eyes close slowly. When the bird is sleeping, Katie walks quietly towards the box on the table. She opens the box very slowly. Inside the box is a big papyrus manuscript. The manuscript is very old. Katie takes the manuscript and walks quietly out of the room with Amiris.